Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. As I continue through the devotional journal, In Christ Alone, today's topic and focus was on In Christ I Stand Firm. The text we use talks about being given a deposit of God's Spirit. And the knowledge of that allows us to stand firm in the midst of whatever trials of life that may come our way. I talk in the devotional, I write about different times where you may have experienced slippery conditions. Perhaps if you live in the northern part of the U.S., like I do, icy conditions. Perhaps times where you've all seen signs that have said slippery when wet. And sometimes we find ourselves, at least I find myself, in places where it's really difficult to not only stay upright, but to keep moving forward. I use the phrase, and perhaps you've lived it, to feel like you've lived it more than you like, of taking one step forward and two steps backwards, never seeming to get further than where you're at, and often feeling like you're losing ground. And so it's encouraging to know that in Christ, I can stand firm. When I'm out photographing lighthouses, specifically in the winter, there are many times, because of where the lighthouses are, that the piers that they're on will be covered with ice. The water spray from the waves and things will encase not only the lighthouse, but the entire walkway out to it. With ice. And in those times specifically, it's necessary to be very mindful of how to stand firm, of how to be equipped, of going with the right footwear, the right tools to keep from falling. Because a fall could very well be the end of life, to slip off the pier and fall into an icy lake. And so much is compared even with life. It's a slippery place. There's so much that is out there in our world, and that's not even counting the COVID-19 stuff and the racial and social unrest. It was a slippery world before all of this became so life-consuming. And maintaining a solid footing says, I'm going to continue to stand on the foundation of God and His Word. You've probably seen various news reports over the years and even now of people who find themselves in trouble because of a social media post or something that gets reported that they have said or have written. And so many times there's a backtracking of, I really didn't mean that. It was taken wrong. It's out of context. And that definitely happens. I'm sure that people could piece together words that I've said. Even complete sentences that I've said without the context of what I said them in. And it would make me look very bad. And the same could be said for you, I'm sure. But sometimes it's just people who have slipped off the truth of God's Word. and have gone off on our own opinions, our own ideas. That's where it gets dangerous in my life. I can come here each morning and share a devotion and some thoughts, and the parts that stay true to God's word are solid. But the parts that are of me are only solid as they stand firm on God's word. They're only solid as they remain faithful to what God has taught us. And so today, as we live life, as life, whatever that looks like for you right now, know that in Christ you can stand firm. That the winds, the storms of this world of life do not have to flatten you. Oh, we may get tossed about a bit. We may have to kind of hunker down in our surroundings. But in Christ, we have the ability to stand firm in our faith. And I believe that as Scripture teaches, that we have this guarantee, this deposit of His Spirit. I think about that term, and recently I had my truck in the shop because someone ran into it. And it was not a pleasant experience to get that resolved, but in the process, I ended up with a rental car. And the insurance was covering it. They had made all the arrangements. And yet when I picked it up, they required a deposit. Some sort of financial security that I would indeed bring the car back. Now, in this case, the deposit really wasn't so much about bringing the car back, but about covering damage because it wasn't anywhere near enough to replace the car if I had chosen not to bring it back, and that would have created some other spiritual and legal issues anyhow. But we're familiar with that in life, of different circumstances where a deposit is required in order to guarantee that we will follow through with what we're supposed to do. And God says His Spirit is that form of deposit in our life from Him, as a guarantee that He will do what He says He's going to do. And He says we can stand firm and we can be sure of our ability to stand firm in Christ because of the deposit of His Spirit in our life. And this deposit is more, way more than a guarantee. It's actually the power that allows us to stand firm. I don't know what storms are battering you at the moment. Perhaps the storm is dealing with COVID-19. Friend or family member or yourself even who's sick. Perhaps it's related to COVID-19, but not directly sickness, but the storm has to do with all of the restrictions and the fear that has evolved into. And not just the restrictions and the fear, but the unknown. And so much conflicting news and reports and information. And the storms of whether to wear a mask or not wear a mask, whether to meet in person or not meet in person. Maybe that's a storm that's battering you. Maybe it's the storms of the social unrest, this pursuit of justice, and that at times appears to have turned into a mob mentality of not even knowing what is being pursued. To deny justice and freedom to some in a claim that it benefits the justice and freedom of others doesn't sound like it really resolves anything. It just shifts the oppression from one group to another. And unfortunately, that's kind of been the history of mankind. We cry out against oppression, but we've not been very good at removing it. We just move it. And as long as it's not on us, we seem to be comfortable. And so maybe it's those storms that you're trying to figure out how to walk this road of doing right, of, as God would say, of doing justice, of walking humbly, of showing mercy. And as we pray today, those are great things to pray about. God, how do I stand firm in the midst of the COVID-19 confusion? God, how do I stand firm in the midst of seeking justice, of lifting the oppression from everyone and not just moving it to someone else? God, how do I stand firm in whatever storm life throws at me today? You see, when we start to pray those things, we have to start listening to God and His Word and then doing what it says. As Jesus promised, it's one of those things we hate to even call a promise because it's not a good thing. For us, it's unpleasant. Wouldn't say it's not a good thing, it's an unpleasant thing. But He warns us and says, you will have trouble in this world. But He doesn't leave it there. He says, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And it's through that promise, it's through that deposit of His Spirit, knowing that Christ has overcome the world, that we have the ability and the authority to stand firm in Christ, no matter what. Would you spend some time praying with me today? Father, thank You that You have given us Your Spirit that empowers us to stand firm in You and in Your Word. Give us the courage to do it. Father, as I pray today, I pray that we would remain steadfast and faithful to You as we seek to find our path in living in a way that represents Jesus well in all of the turmoil that exists. Father, as I consider the confusion surrounding COVID-19 and all of the conflicting information and the instructions that seem to contradict one another from day to day, as I consider the attitudes of people and those that are very cautious and those that are tired of being cautious and just doing what they want anyway, and those that are following the experts in one direction and those that are following different experts in another direction, and Father, in the midst of that, wherever we walk in those paths, may we stand firm in Christ, And in doing so, may we be the peacemakers. May we be the beacons of hope. May we be the sharers of compassion and mercy. And God, as we continue to pray for justice and freedom for all, forgive us for the times where we may have acted without justice, acted without mercy, without humility. Father, in our quest to provide justice to the oppressed, may we be very careful not to simply move the oppression to someone else. Father, help us to stand firm in Christ and your word that calls us to be a people of justice, of making things right. Father, your word teaches us that were you to punish the transgressors, who could stand? For we've all sinned, we've all transgressed against your law. And in providing justice, you sent your Son Jesus to pay the penalty. Making things right required the penalty to be paid. And you chose to do that because of your love for every one of us. And Father, today as we seek justice, we don't seek it simply for ourselves, but for our fellow man. That things would be made right between them and you. Oh, Father, we do pray for justice within this world to whatever extent that we can manage that, but even more so than I pray that people would find your justice. People would find how you have made things right between them and yourself. Father, that our pursuit of justice would lead us to Jesus. Who calls the oppressed, who calls the downtrodden, who calls the brokenhearted to himself. Who says to come, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. So, Father, in the weariness we face, that causes us to feel weak, to feel unsteady, to feel like we're slipping, may we come to you for rest and find that our rest in Christ allows us to stand firm. Oh, Father, today I pray that you would remove this virus from the face of this earth. I pray that our example of standing firm in Christ would be a beacon of light, not just to our communities, our neighbors, our co-workers, to strangers, but first and foremost to our family, to our children. I pray that the children of our homes and our community can see parents that are standing firm in Christ no matter what. That our faithfulness as parents would lead our children to a knowledge that they too can stand firm no matter what. And Father, when the winds and gales of the storms of life blow against us and we seem to be making no progress, may we cling tightly to Jesus, standing firm in the midst of the storm. And as we do so, may we lift Him up that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I do hope and pray that you are richly blessed by God today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.